Okay, Agadvach, we are learning Psachim Amud Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Psachim Lamed Hey Amud Beis. We are covering, we're getting ahead to cover Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Monday is Daf. Monday is Amud, I should say. We left off right at the top line of Lamed Hey Amud Beis. We left off right at the top line by the two dots. Before we go further, we're discussing in the Mishnah, to get our bearings, we're discussing in the Mishnah about what could be used to be yay to the mitzvah of matzah. We discussed the 5 grains, of course, the same 5 grains that could become chametz. Those 5 grains could be used to make matzah as well. We actually had a discussion tomorrow whether or not iris and deichen can be used both for, well, really, do they become chametz or not? We were going, of course, to the tzad that it does not become chametz at all. So we reference it just to further bring into that discussion. We reference that this is the basis. Our Gemara is a conversation about the Yisro of Kenyas. Actually goes back. It dates back right to the times of the Ritva. The Ritva over there by the Gemara of Eretz V'Deichen saying that it doesn't have real chametz. It doesn't get real chametz, and therefore it doesn't become mamish chametz, and therefore it can't be used for matzah either, but it doesn't have real chametz. The Ritva says it does have real chametz, but it has epis little chametz. It does have some chametz, and that's why it would be reason to refrain from eating it on Pesach. Further, the Ritva says, sepech shash, because the rice is a grain, and it resembles very similar to the other grains, the barley grains and the wheat grains, it could be mixed up when you're buying a package of rice. These days, less common, but you're buying a package of rice, you can get some other grains mixed into it, and it could be very dangerous on Pesach, because the grains are going to be mixed up, and therefore that again would be a reason to be careful, and that again is a svar mamish, the basic idea behind the concept of kinyas. Further, people that see it who aren't so learned will see bread made from wheat and bread that looks like regular bread. Bread made from rice, I should say, rice bread. We pointed out in the Shir on Erev Shabbos that people, if you go in Eretz Yisrael, you see those that are Eichli Kitnias, which is a huge part of Eretz Yisrael, and the Sfardim, the Eichli Kitnias, you see things that look like regular bread. They look at least like regular bread, regular lafas, regular pizza, regular whatever it is, and someone who's not as learned can end up making a grave mistake. And that's the basis, again, this goes back as far as the Ritva, that's the basis. Beiseser brings that in Ashkenaz, they were naig with this issue. We're not naig for this issue, but of course the Ramah brings that we are very much naig, and the Erech HaShulchan, I forgot where it was, when I was quoting it on Friday, the Erech HaShulchan has a piece where he writes about how terrible it is that those that try to dismiss the minig, once it became a gzeiras chachamim, it's actually usher. It's usher. It's like isser taira to go against it because like it's a chumra kind of isser taira, and therefore one should not certainly Ashkenaz should not ever try to be makel in the concepts of kinyas. Okay, one of the point again from an aleph, not too much because Benak's speaking out so much on a base over here. One of the point from an aleph is very interesting discussion that in the Mishnah we had discussed about the chalas nazir. We said if a person sets aside chalas, he makes chalas for nazir. We know a nazir has 40 loaves of bread, 30 of them are chametz free, 10 of them are chametz, but 30 of them are like matzah, they're chametz free. So he baked a bunch of nazir breads. If he made it for the masses to sell for people that bring him taitas, he could use the extras for his own matzah on Pesach. But if he already designated for his own lachmei taita, then he can't use it for his matzah on Pesach. That was the Mishnah. So the Rishonim discussed this interesting conversation whether or not you let up a salt in the matzah. You know, he's supposed to have, we just do water and flour. What if you want to put some salt in the matzah? Put salt in the mixture when you make matzah. You let up a salt. So it's the Machzavitri says you should not. Machzavitri brings that one should not put salt in the matzah. The reason he brings this is because salt will hasten the chametz process. Salt will speed up the process of it becoming chametz. Avudram says not to put a salt, but for a very different reason. He's not concerned that salt's going to hasten the chametz process. That was the conversation we had about whether or not maperis could have opposite effects. Some say it stops from becoming chametz. That was our Gemara. And we spoke out, we referenced that the later on, the Rishonim discussed that depending on what amount you do, and if you mix in water as well, maybe it'll hasten the process of chametz, which is why the Ramah brings some don't eat Masa Shira for that reason. But the same idea, the Avudram says, salt is a problem, not else hastening, as you say, not like the Machzavitri of hastening the chimitz, but more so, it's Masa Shira, it's a problem of Masa Shira. Now, Masa Shira is only an issue, the Leil Seder, to be kind of mitzvah, we have to use Lechem Ani, you're not allowed to use Masa Shira. But the rest of Pesach, it's okay. Now, we spoke out, we're knowing not the Matzah Shira. There's different types of Matzah Shira throughout Pesach. But the point is, because again, the concern is that it hastens the chametz process. But the chiluk between the Avudram and the Machzavitri, Vichri, it would be, in a case, Meikar Adin, according to the Avudram, you would be able to eat salt matzah that has salt as an ingredient throughout all Pesach, just not to be kind of the mitzvah Leil Seder. Whereas according to Machzavitri, it's a concern of chametz, you wouldn't be able to eat it even the rest of Pesach. That's enough Kamina. But why am I saying all this now? Because the Miri says that the Rishonim want to bring a raya from our Mishnah to the Shaila. We know Al Kol Karbanecha Takuv Melach, and all your Karbanis is supposed to bring salt. We discussed about using the Lachmei Taida as matzah. And we just discussed that if it's set aside for his own lech meitah, he can't, but if it's for others, he could. Ayah l'chari, we know, so typically, all these kabbarnas have salt, so l'chari, you see that salt should not be a problem with your matzah, because you're using the same matzah that was going to be used for Lachmetayda, and must be there salt on them. So the Rush says, no, only karbanas that go in the Mizbeach need melech on them, right? Shulchan dam l'mizbeach, that's why we have salt, always on our table, we break bread, because shulchan dam l'mizbeach, but meaning only the Mizbeach needs salt. When you put something on the Mizbeach, it needs salt. But the Lachmetayda were not brought on the Mizbeach. Chalas Nazir, I'm sorry, I keep saying Lachmetayda, I'm mixing it up. Chalas Nazir and Lachmetayda. My mistake. We're referring to Chalas Nazir. Same idea. The Chalas Taida. No, I was right. Chalas Taida. Keep mixing up another. We refer to Chalas Taida is correct. Chalas Taida. So these Lachmei Taida don't go on the Mizbeach. They don't go on the Mizbeach. And therefore, says the Rush, you have no Raya for a Mishnah. We have no discussion. No salt is being put on our Lachmei Taida because they don't go on the Mizbeach. The Meiri says further that even if you would say that maybe the Lachmei Taida do require salt, and you're using this for Matzah on Pesach, that wouldn't be a Raya. Why? Because we know who deals with the Lachmei Taida, who deals with these karbanas kehanim. We have a klal of kehanim's reason, maim kehanim are mizaris, and therefore by kehanim's reason, we're confident they'll do it properly, and there won't be an issue of chametz. Maybe there wouldn't be a heter for a raya that everyone else in their private matzah baking process can use salt in the matzah baking process, and therefore both of me and Rush dismiss that our mishnah, which seemingly be a raya about putting salt into the matzahs, is not a raya. Okay, but the bottom line is, Masavichi and Avodah both say not to put salt. I'm not talking about once the matzah is baked already to put salt in it. I'm talking about to put salt in the baking process. Okay, says the Gemara. Top line of Lamed Hamad Beis. We said, first Kabi Yetzeh, his matzah. The Gemara goes very fast. It just goes through all the cases of the Mishnah that we said, one Kabi Yetzeh matzah with Tamai and Masavichi and Tumasai and stuff that was redeemed, Hekdish and Masacheni. So we're going to go through all those cases. Yetzer b'demai u'maiser. We said the Mishnah Yetzer with demai and with maiser that was already redeemed. So first we focus on demai. Demai halachasle. How can you be Yetzer? The halacha is, we spoke this out when we read the Mishnah, that the chamu geizer, even though reiv amratzim take maiser, midra banu geizer, they got to take maiser again because of the meat. Don't take maiser. Once they're banu geizer, it's not fit to eat until you take maiser. So how can you be Yetzer mitzvah matzah with demai? Says Gemara, kivin di bailey mifkar and chase. Since if you want, it's like a migu. Since if you want, you can mafkar zechasim and have a ani. He'd be considered ani va'eichel demai. And once he's an ani's lady demai. This taka part of the leniency. Since all iser demai is only dinder abana, it's a chumra. Reiv amatzim take maaser. It's a chumra balma. And therefore, by an ani when he's desperate, the chum say, don't worry about demai. You're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat demai. So hashtanami chazle. This guy, you don't consider him. The matzah is not fit for him. It's considered fit for him because since he can. Unbelievable, it's like a migu. He could be mafker as nechasim and be an ani, so therefore it's considered fit. It doesn't sound like that he actually has to be mafker. Since he could, that's enough. Titanan, here's the proof just that the din of demai has special leniencies, and even though the chabib say you can't eat it without taking meiser again, there's instances where we allow it. What are the cases? Machias as ani of demai. First of all, you got to feed poor people demai right off the bat. The gzira is ever set out against for poor people. Furthermore, achsanai demai. Rashi knows achsanai are the soldiers that come to the city that they were used to get their food from the locals. It would be an obligation of locals to feed them. So we treat them. The Rashi learns is that we treat them like aniyim because they're not in the place. They're guests. They don't have food on them. They're like an ani. And the chayyim, the first to speak according to Rashi, should be any person who's traveling. He could be a wealthy person if he's traveling. He doesn't have money in his pocket and doesn't have food on him. He's an ani. The guy with food, and therefore you can give him demai. Ramavuna, Tana, Besham Armim Emachilas Sanim Demai. Besham says you don't give the poor people Demai, Vesachsani Demai, nor the traveling soldiers. Ubeisilla, Armim Beisilla says, Machim, you do feed it. But the point is, since we have this idea that he could be Mafkir Zachasim and be an Ani, and an Ani's Ladi Demai, therefore he could be Yetzer the Mitzvah of Pesach with of Matzah with Demai. Jump into the Taisus. It looks like it's far down the page. It's actually towards the bottom. The second Taisus of the page, Divrei Maskil Yetzin, Mesupik Ri, Ibay Lememri Yetze Davka, Di Eved, Kitarmin Hill Mafkin Lechase, Vechazlem, Mekomakam Adayin Lemafkilu. And therefore it's only by the Eved, Inami Yetzin Afachatrila. So the Ristaka Mesupik. It's very clear we're saying since he could be Mafkir Zachasim and be an Ani, and it would be fit, therefore it's okay. But Lemaisi, he wasn't Mafkir Zachasim. And therefore he's not an Ani, and therefore he shouldn't be eating Demai. So the reason Mesupik, do we say that he's Yetzer l'chatchila, the mitzvah of matzah, even like this? Or is it only b'di'evet? If he ate it, he was Yetzer, the mitzvah, he doesn't have to eat more matzah, he doesn't have to eat again. But anachami l'chatchila, he shouldn't do it. The reason is sipik, which way we go on this. Okay, says the Gemara further. Ma'aser Rishon, Shinoch Yom Matzah, we said Ma'aser Rishon, we know, just this, for the upcoming Gemara, very important to get clear what the different maises and trumas that have to be taken. So a person, first of all, of course, he has to take bikurim. After bikurim, he takes truma. Every crop, he takes truma. Truma is typically 2%. We'll call it 1 in 50 is the average guy's truma. Then he takes maiserishin. Maiserishin, and the order is supposed to be the way I'm saying it. It's supposed to be the bikurim, the truma, maiserishin goes next. Maiserishin goes to the levi. It's 10% that goes to the levi. And then from the maiserishin, 10% of that, so it's 1% of the total, goes to the kayin. So if we think the kayin gets 2% and levi gets 10%, really the levi gets down to 9% and the kayin moves up to 3%. Okay, but the kayin gets what's called trumas maiser. 10% of the maiser goes from the levi to the Kayin. And then, of course, separate from Maaser Rishon is Maaser Sheni, a second set of Maaser which is supposed to be eaten in Yerushalayim. That's in years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle. In years 3 and 6, the second set of Maaser is not Maaser Sheni, it's Maaser Ani. But we're going to focus now a little bit on this Chumas, on this Maaser Rishon and the Chumas Maaser. Let's see. The Mishnah said the Maaser Rishon, that Chum was taken, you could use Matzah from there. Why not? Of course. Pshita, keep the Chumasai, Chulanavi. Once you have Maaser Rishon, you took Chuma. This Maaser Rishon is like a regular Chulan. It's totally tithed produce. Why would I think you can't use it for matzah? Letzricha shekdim b'shabalim. You know what the case is? Where the fellow went and he took maiserishin while it was still stalks, ears of stalks, before he took truma. He skipped the stage of truma, went straight to maiserishin, and then he took from it truma's maiser. He took truma's maiser. The regular original truma gedayla was never taken. That first 2% of truma was never taken from it. So I would think, now I would think that therefore it's considered like a tevel, and you cannot use it for matzah, and yet we're saying that no, it's okay to use it for matzah, based on bavo. What's a bavo? Darmer bavo, amr shimr lakish, maiser rishon shekdim b'shfilin, maiser rishon that one went and separated while still heirs in the field, he separated maiser rishon, meaning skipping the truma gedayla stage, pater mechuma gedayla, the person is exempt, it's obviously not something to do with chila, but the eved, they skipped it, and they missed it, they can't, it's pater now for truma gedayla. What's the raya? It's based on a pasuk, shenemar, v'arim meisim memenu truma Hashem, meisim and a meisim. Gabi the pasuk of Trumas Meiser, it says you should take from the Meiserishin a Truma, Meiser min a Meiser. That's why Trumas Meiser is 10% of the Meiserishin. Take Meiser min a Meiser. So we darshan Meiser min a Meiser, Martulach, Veloi Truma Gedelu, Trumas Meiser min a Meiser. You take only one Meiser from Meiser, namely 10%, but not, which is Trumas Meiser, but not Truma Gedela and Trumas Meiser. So in a scenario where you skip the stage of Truma Gedela and you went straight to Trumas Meiser, we're saying that you don't have to take Truma Gedela anymore. You only take Trumas Meiser. That's enough. And that's a big chiddush. And that's what I'm just saying. I'm just saying that Trumas Meiser, that one took from it, Meiser, I should say, that one took Trumas Meiser from it, can now be used for matzah, and it's fine. So if Papa asks Abaye, El Meata, I feel like the Bekrina made the putter. 1 second. According to this logic, you're saying Dafka, if you skipped the Truma stage and took Meiser Rishon when it was still ears in the field. That's the case we discussed. But Lechari, the same thing should apply. Even after you cut the grains and you separated all the, you piled up all the grains, the same, and you went and skipped Truma. You're supposed to say Truma still first. You didn't do that yet. And you skipped straight to Meiser. The same Lechari should apply. You skipped the Truma. You take Meiser. Now for Meiser, take Truma's Meiser, and you should continue to be exempt from Truma based on that pasuk. But we see not like that. Even if he separated the Meiser before the Truma in the Kri in the pile, he should fight to be Pater. Why does the Halacha not apply over there? Which obviously he knew it doesn't apply there. So I'm Rabbi Abaye, I'll tell you why. Amalei, Alecha Makra, Mikom Anasechem, there's a Ribui. Mikom Anasechem, Tarimu, Es Kol Trumas Hashem. A Ribui in the pasuk of Truma, from all your Matanas, take Truma Hashem. That comes to Marba, even if you skip Truma Gedela and took Meiser first, when you take from the Meiser, take Truma's Meiser, and also take Truma Gedela. That's a Ribui in the opposite direction. So now we got a problem. We have obvious problem. We clearly have a ribui being marba that even when you took meiser and you skipped truma, you still got to take truma gedela and truma's meiser. And we had a meet before that you only take truma's meiser and not truma gedela. And we're essentially answering the stira by saying when you skipped the stage and you went straight to meiser while it's still ears in the field, then we say truma gedela's batal. You don't got to take it anymore. But when you was ready, it was piled up. Once it was piled up, then we say you the pasuk that's marba is marba. You do have to take the truma. In addition to the Truma Gedela, in addition to the Truma's Meiser. Ask the Gemara, my Royus. Maybe go the other way. Maybe when you skip the stage when it's ears in the field, that's when you got to take also Truma Gedela in addition to Truma's Meiser. And when you only skip the stage when it already was piled up, maybe that's when you're exempt from Truma Gedela. Says the Gemara, no, makes sense. Hai Idgen, Hai La Idgen. The in the case where we're saying Yechayev Chum Yidayla, it already was piled up. And that's when the Chiyav actually takes effect. The Chiyav of Chumas and Maestros really takes effect. Once you pile up, it's Gemar Malacha, once you piled up the produce, that's when the Chiyav takes effect. So it makes sense, since the Chiyav of Chum Yidayla already took effect, there's a Chiyav, you didn't take it yet, but there's a Chiyav, it makes sense if you skip it, that's what the Pasuk Samad Marba, you still got to make it up. But in a case where his ears in the field, where the Chiyav didn't go into effect yet, and you skipped it, that would make sense to be the case where we darshan, again, it's all based on Psukim, we're darshan that you're exempt, but we have one place to be Machmer, say you're Chiyav, and one place you're exempt, it makes sense to be exempt before the Chiyav started and obligated after the Chivrei started. Okay, back in the Mishnah, we said Maaseh Sheni v'Hekdesh Nifta. We said Maaseh Sheni and Hekdesh or Hekdesh, either Maaseh Sheni that was redeemed or Hekdesh that was redeemed onto money. So the Maaseh Sheni no longer is Kedusha, Hekdesh no longer is Kedusha. You could use that Hekdesh and Maaseh Sheni grains for matzah on Pesach. Why not? What's the Chiddush? Why wouldn't I be able to? Pshita. You only paid the keren. The halacha is when you redeem Maaseh Sheni or when you redeem from Hekdesh, you have to add a fifth. The person paid full value. So he redeemed it. It lost the Kedusha. But he didn't pay the fifth. I would think that since he didn't pay the fifth, it didn't work as a pidyon yet. And therefore, you can't use for matzah either. Not paying the fifth is, he should have paid the fifth. It's wrong. He's supposed to pay the fifth because he still owes the money. But it's not ma'akiv the redemption. The food is indeed permissible. The Maaseh Sheni becomes redeemed. You can eat outside Yishlayim. The Hekdesh becomes redeemed. It's not considered Hekdesh, even though he neglected to pay the fifth. It doesn't take away the redemption. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. He could therefore use it for matzah. Hakanim b'chal v'chuma. We say Kanim could use chala and chuma for their matzah. Why not? That's Kanim are allowed to eat chuma and chala. Why wouldn't they be able to use it for their matzah? Pshita. Ma v'teva matzah shava l'kol adam b'inan. I would have thought that perhaps you need matzah that's fit for everyone to eat. Maybe in order to be kosher matzah, it's got to be matzah that's fit for the masses, not just fit for Kanim. Kamash Blan, Matzis Matzis Reba. Therefore, we say there's a Reboy. Matzis Matzis is Marba, any type of matzah. What does it come to include? Any type of matzah? Even matzah is only fit to be eaten by Kahanim, is still going to be fit for Kahanim. Matzah is fit to be eaten by Kahanim, is fit for Kahanim to be Yetzah the Mitzvah. We said the Mishnah, Aval, you cannot be Yetzah the Chiv Matzah. You can't make matzah with Tevel. Of course not. Tevel's Isser is a Chiv Misa B'Deshmaim for any Tevel. Aval B'Tevel Pshita, isn't it obvious? Something which is Usser to eat. We're talking about something which is Tevel only Midrabanan. Shazar Batsa Chenakav. We know that Midraisa, you only have Tevel that which goes from the ground. And if you grows a plant in a flower pot that has a hole in the flower pot, it's still considered to be nourishing for the ground, and there'll be chayav and chumas maizes. But if there's no hole in the bottom of the flower pot, if the flower pot has no hole in the bottom, so it's not nourishing for the ground at all, there's no chayav of chumas maizes on a derice level. Midrabanan, we say there's a chayav of chumas, of chayav and chumas maizes, therefore has a status of tevel on a rabbinic level. And Amish is coming to say that even if it only has a din of tevel on a rabbinic level, there, it's still going to be considered a mitzvah baba vera, and therefore one cannot be yaitza matzah with such matzah. We said in the Mishnah further, you cannot use ma'isa rishon where chumas ma'isa wasn't taken, that you cannot use for matzah. Obviously, in effect, there's a stage of tevel. This ma'isa rishon's tevel because it's still missing the chumas ma'isa to be taken. Pshita, isn't it obvious that you can't be yaitza, the levi can't be yaitza his matzah with such grains? It's missing the chumas ma'isa being taken. We're talking about a case where the levi skipped. He went and chapped his Maaser Rishon before Truma Gedolah was taken. That's what we're talking about. And then Itaka took Truma's Maaser. He took Truma's Maaser. And therefore, he already did the Truma's Maaser portion, but he didn't yet take Truma Gedolah. And let's think, remind ourselves, we said in one case over there, he's Taka exempt when, if he took it when it's still ears in the field, he's Taka exempt for Truma's Gedolah. But if he took it when it already was piled up, when it was Idgid, over there, it's Chayev and Truma Gedolah. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that this is the case where you can't be Yetzah with such Meiser that the Chuma wasn't taken. We talk about Meiser where Chuma's Meiser was taken, Chuma Gedolah wasn't taken, and it was talking about a case where it already was piled up, and we're coming to say, goof for the Chiddush Abaye, with the conversation with Abaye and Rav Papa, that this type of Meiser, that Chuma Gedolah was taken, is indeed a problem. You mechuyev take the Chuma Gedolah, and therefore can't be used for matzah. Ma'o de tema gedamalei Rav Papa Abaye. I would have thought like Rav Papa asked Abaye that all cases of Meiser should not have a problem. Once it skips the Chuma Gedolah should not be an issue. Kamash Mulan, Kiddushanadeh, and the Mishnah's Chiddush is, like Abaye's answer, then the case where it was ready Idgin, we have a drush of Mikom Adaseichem Tarimu. The common saying to him is called Chumas Hashem, that there's a Chiv take Chumas Meiser, the Chiv take Chumas, I should say Chumas Gedolah, even after you skipped it, you got to make it up. If it was talking about a case where it was only skipped at its time where the grains were already piled up, you tack have to make it up, and therefore the matzah will not be good in such a case. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. We said, Lay Master Shane Hekdesh Leiniftu, Master Shane Hekdesh that wasn't redeemed, so you want to use this Master Shane outside of you want to use the Master Shane outside of Yishlayim more in general. Master Shane is considered Hekdesh, it's considered lofty, it's not considered your own mammon, or Hekdesh is certainly not your own mammon. You want to use it for matzah, if it wasn't redeemed, of course he can't. Pshita, Layam Deniftu, we're talking about where it was redeemed, but it was redeemed in a non-valid fashion. Before we said it was redeemed, not in a perfect way, meaning you didn't pay the chaimish. And the chiddush is that you could use that for matzah, but it works. You should have redeemed it better, but if you didn't, it still works. Now we're saying the opposite. We're saying a case where taka wasn't redeemed in a proper redemption, but the act of redemption took place. So I would have thought maybe it's okay. Kamash Masano case. It's not okay. What's the case? Leil the niftu is redeemed. Umayid leil niftu. Really, it was redeemed, but it was redeemed in a non-valid fashion. Sheniftu kilchasan. It was not redeemed kilchasan. Maisasheni. The case of Maisasheni would be Sheniftu agabe simon. He redeemed it with a coin that was not a proper coin with a tsura, not a proper currency coin that has a tsura in it. And we know the Rechman Amar, the Pasuk says, Betzarta kesef. You have to give tsarta, literally means you should bind the kesef, but we darshan, davashesha tsura. When it comes to redeeming Maisasheni, you got to redeem it onto a kesef that has a tsura. It's got to be a money that has a, like a currency that has an imprint, that has an image on it. A minted coin, as we would say. The hekta shechilu agabetzad, and therefore, it wasn't a good redemption. He redeemed it, but it wasn't a good redemption, and that's good for the chiddush. When he didn't redeem with a proper redemption, it's the redemption is pasul, and therefore you can't, and the chami, it's pasul. Once it's pasul, you cannot use matzah from it. But the chiddush is that we're trying to reference that case, that redeeming with asimon coin is not a good redemption. Similarly, by hektish, shechilu agabet karka, by hektish, he redeemed it with karka instead of with kesef. The Pasuk says v'nasa kesef v'kamlay, that you have to pay kesef dafka. Redeeming hektish with karka does not work. So if you redeem hektish with karka, it's not a good redemption, and therefore that matzah cannot be, those grains cannot be used to make matzah. Let's quickly just see Tana Rabbanu. We'll get on to the next Amud. Tana Rabbanu. Yochai et adam yechavasai betevel shenisakin. I would have thought that a person could be yetzei his mitzvah of matzah on the first night of Pesach with tevel grains that weren't mesukin, that weren't fixed. So before they were even address it, before the price continues, it just asks, that's a very repetitive lashon. Tevel by definition is leinasakin. Ask the Gemara, kol tevel nami leinasakin. What do you mean with tevel that wasn't fixed? All tevel's not fixed. Ella, what it means is betevel shenasakin kotzarkai. I would have thought he could be yetzei matzah with tevel that wasn't fully fixed. What does that mean? Shenidle mena tshuva gedela. He took tshuva gedela. Vlena mena tshuva meiser. He took tshuva gedela. He took meiser, but he didn't, or I should say, he took Chumah Gedela, but he didn't take yet from it, he didn't take from it yet Chumah's Meiser, and maybe he didn't take Meiser either, but Meiser's not the end of the world, because Meiser itself could be eaten even by Einon Levi. Or, Meiser Rishon, he took Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, didn't take Meiser Sheni, or Vafil Meiser Ani, even Meiser Ani, which is eaten by the Ani, is, you know, Meiser Rishon, he didn't take Meiser Sheni, Meiser Sheni, and Freshman points out, Rashi explains, there's Epis Kedusha, and Meiser Sheni is Epis Kedusha, in Chumah's Meiser, there's Chumah, it's Kedusha, Meiser Sheni is no Kedusha at all. I mean, I'm sorry, Meiser Ani. Avad, it's a mitzvah to give the money to the Ani, but there's no Kedusha Meiser Ani, so you would think Tevel of Meiser Ani, grain which is only neglected that you didn't take Meiser Ani, maybe that wouldn't be a concern. So even that was saying is a concern, and you can't use it for a matzah. Menayin, how do we know this, that such Tevel can't be used to create a matzah for Pesach? Tam Lemer, Leseichel Alev Chametz. It says that one should not eat chametz for 7 days, ishi matzah. We're talking about the Karbeza. He shouldn't eat chametz with it for 7 days, ishi matzah. Now we compare chametz to matzah. We've had this already a couple of times. Misha surim mishim balteichel of chametz. So we say grain that as is isra of eating it would be an isra of eating chametz, that is grain that's mutter for matzah. But this grain is a separate isra already. This grain is an isra of tevel. So since it's isra of tevel, that can't be good for matzah. Says Gemara, yatzazeh, she'ein isra mishim balteichel chametz. The isra of here of this grain is not out eating chametz, in a case of eating it as chametz, rather this of this grain is something else. El mishum b'teichel tevel. This of this grain is eating it as tevel, and therefore it can't be used for matzah. Ask the Gemara 1 second. V'isur to chametz eichan azla. What if this grain would become chametz? Would there not be nisur chametz over here? Avad there would be nisur chametz. So it still has meaning. The drush of the card just is only something which has nisur chametz will have din matzah. Well, this grain has nisur chametz, happens to also have nisur tevel, but it has nisur chametz. If you make chametz out of this, avad you can't eat a pesach. So why are you telling me you can't eat matzah because it doesn't have a din of chametz? It does have a din of chametz. Gemara says no, it doesn't. It doesn't. You know why? Because since it's already riding on it, nisur tevel ain isur chalal isur. Says the Gemara, Amar Sheshes Hamani, who's the author of Shimoni the Amar, ain isur chalal isur. When something's already usur, a second isur isn't chal. The idea is the isur over there is hanging, it's waiting to be chal. If the isur exists in the velt, but it's not chal on the item. The item cannot get a second isur once it's already usur. Ain isur chalal isur, and that's over here. It's taka only usur al tevel, not usur al chametz. And that's why we're saying a chiddush over here that therefore can't be used for matzah. Says Gemara, the Tanya, we learned that the Braisa, this is just being a proof that the idea of Inez Chalisser, Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Rabbi Shimon says, Tapav, Lamavav, and Aleph, Hayichon Nevel, Bim Kippurim,
pretty time set time appropriate next week in 10 days. He's Pater. It's unbelievable. He's Pater. You know he's Pater for, by the way, even Yom Kippur is more chamer. Just like our case where Tevel maybe less chamer than the Kriv Karis they have by Chametz Pesach, right? Tevel is Misa Beis Shemayim, was saying that's Karis, which everyone made a discussion not so long ago about which is more chamer. But the point is here in Yom Kippur, Nevela certainly is alive. And when we see Nevela is Pater from the carbon, either Pshagi is Pater from the carbon of Yom Kippur. Why? Why? Because since there's an Isser Nevela on it before the Isser of Yom Kippur, so therefore the Isser of Yom Kippur is Nachal. So you see, in Isser Chalitzer, says the Maravina, and therefore so it comes out that this brace that we're explaining, that Tevel cannot be used for Matzah, is talking about a Chiddush, that a Tevel, even though it's only Tevel for Maisa Ani, it can't be used for Matzah, it's a Chiddush going according to the Manorva in Isser Chal Alisser, since the Isser Chametz isn't Chal, it can't be used for Matzah. Ravina Amar, no, Afit Rabbanan, I can even say this goes like the Rabbanan. Misha Isser Mishim Batal Chametz Bavad, the only a grain which has, really, I tell you, both the Sur Machal, Chametz and Tevel. But when we say that which used for matzah is only something which would have an Isser of eating it, Pateras Chametz, and that would be the only Isser. This is Isser of both the Isser of Chametz and the Isser of Tevel, and therefore that's excluded from the Drasha of being able to be used for matzah. Says the Gemara, that's very nice if the Pasuk had the word Bavad. But the Pasuk doesn't say the word Bavad. It just says whatever has Isser of Chametz has a mitzvah of eating matzah. And you don't have the word bavad there. Ask the Gemara, midi bavad ksiv, does it say bavad in the pasuk? It certainly does not say bavad in the pasuk. Ella, machvartik, rishesha staka, at this price it goes like the sheet of Rav Shimon, who holds ain isser, chal al isser. We'll pause over here, mitzvah. We will pick it up.